Hello and welcome to Distant Atmospheres, the podcast where I read the thousand words of science fiction I have written for the day. These pieces do not connect to each other and are not complete stories, but may perhaps be thought of as vignettes, snapshots of action or setting or character in text. I'm your host, Top Hat Banjo, retired military, retired high school English teacher, and now semi-professional banjo player. Strangely, I have a dog named Banjo the Dog. Follow Top Hat Banjo on Instagram for banjo practice clips, a daily word game, transcripts of my conversations with Banjo the Dog, and much more. Follow Top Hat Banjo, that's Top Hat Banjo, on Instagram. And now, Distant Atmospheres, Episode 7. Late at night, on the 10th floor of an antique office building on the edge of town, an overweight man in a rumpled shirt and loosened tie was sitting at a desk piled with long printouts and glowing screens, all full of numbers. Numbers that didn't add up, no matter how he juggled them. Norman pushed his chair back and stood up. Then he walked over to the window. In these old buildings, the windows were able to be opened, and he opened his. He awkwardly lifted one leg, fed it through the window, ducked down, and managed, with some straining, to get his head and oversized torso outside. And then he pulled his other leg through, and he stood shakily on the chipped brick ledge. Then he stepped off. One morning, about 6 months before Norman Hughes made a mess on the sidewalk, he lay on the couch in his office, snoring. There was a single sharp rap on the door. Then Norman's boss opened it. "Norm," she said as she stuck her head in. Norman picked that moment to turn over and start snoring loudly. Jennifer turned in the direction of the sound and saw him. "Ugh," she said. She closed the door and went back to her own office, where her overpriced cup of coffee sat cooling on her polished, well-organized desk. She sat down and punched a button on her phone. The phone connected and started ringing. It rang several times, and then was answered. She heard Norman's voice say. Then the phone was dropped. Jennifer waited, rolling her eyes, while Norman struggled to get the phone to his ear and clear his throat. He coughed heavily into the phone. Jennifer pulled it away from her ear as he hacked and gagged. Finally, he seemed to be ready to speak. Hello? "Norm, it's me," she said. What time is it?" he asked. "You don't know what time it is," she said. "How long have you been there?" "Oh, I just got here," he lied unconvincingly. "I was just in your office, Norm," she said. "You were snoring on your couch."
"I was?"
"Yeah." There was an uncomfortable pause. "Look, clean yourself up and be in my office in an hour. Are you sober?"
"Sober? Yeah, I guess so," Norman replied.
"You guess so," she repeated. "Well, are you or aren't you?"
"I am," he said.
"1 hour." Jennifer hung up the phone. Then she pressed a button on her intercom. A moment later, a crisp female voice said, "Yes?"
"I'd like to speak to Bill Rogers today. I think he's in Paris. Put him in as my 2 o'clock.
"Rogers at 2, yes, ma'am," the voice answered back. Jennifer got up from her desk and went over to a treadmill that occupied one corner of the room. It was pointed at the wall. Mounted just above it were a series of monitors. One was hooked to a local cable suite, one was a secure internet connection, and the third was a virtual reality feed that would allow the treadmill's user to virtually walk through a series of on-demand places. Presently, Jennifer was walking the Appalachian Trail, 1 hour at a time. She had started the northern terminus in Maine, and over the course of the last couple of months,
1 hour at a time, twice a day, had proceeded through Vermont and New Hampshire, and was now crossing western Massachusetts on her way to the southern terminus in Georgia. She slipped out of her heels into a pair of sneakers and stepped on the machine. It was set for 2.6 miles per hour, enough to get the blood circulating, but not enough to break a sweat, thus preventing the need for a clothing change. She clicked on the virtual reality screen, which located to her previous position, then flicked on the internet, scanning through several websites to get the morning news. She clicked on the television monitor too, muting it so that the captions came on. Jennifer's intercom chime rang. "Yeah, go ahead," she called. "Rogers can't speak with you at 2, but he's free for 20 minutes in half an hour. You want to take it on the treadmill?" "Yeah, that will be fine, Peg. Just bring me the phone, okay?" "Will do." The intercom clicked off. But in about 10 seconds, the chime rang again. "Yeah? Mr. Hughes is here to see you," she said. "He says you said to come by." "I said in an hour," she sighed. "Make him wait." The intercom clicked off, and Jennifer knew that Peg was reading him the riot act for having her needlessly interrupt the senior vice president for finance. Peg Randolph was pretty good at that sort of thing. It was one of several reasons that she had the job. Another was that at the age of 61, Miss Randolph, she had never married, was a competition-level triathlete and had a marathon time under 3:45. She made quite a contrast with the overweight, smoking Norman who hadn't run 3 steps since middle school. This concludes episode 7 of Distant Atmospheres, the podcast where I read the 1,000 words of science fiction I've written for the day. These pieces do not connect to each other and are not complete stories, but may perhaps be thought of as vignettes, snapshots of action or setting or character in text. I'm your host, Top Hat Banjo, retired military, retired high school English teacher, and now semi-professional banjo player. Strangely, I have a dog named Banjo the Dog. Follow Top Hat Banjo on Instagram for banjo practice clips, a daily word game, transcripts of my conversations with Banjo the Dog, and much more. Follow Top Hat Banjo, that's Top Hat Banjo, on Instagram. Thanks, and tune in again to Distant Atmospheres.